But first, an investigation has revealed that the re-election campaign for former Prime Minister Tony Abbott held a fundraising function at a club controlled by an allegedly corrupt Chinese casino tycoon and China's chief media propagandist in Australia. The joint investigation by Four Corners, The Age and the Sydney Morning Herald has also found Mr. Abbott had been a special guest at another club event 2 weeks earlier. Reporter Nick McKenzie has been following the story. I spoke to him earlier.
In February 2018, Tony Abbott arrived at a golf day at the Twin Creeks Golf Club. Now, that golf day was hosted and attended by Jack Lamb and Tommy Jung. They are the directors of the Twin Creeks Golf Club. Jack Lamb is a wanted man. He's a fugitive. He fled the Philippines and he's facing charges there of paying a $1.3 million bribe in connection to his casino business. He's also very closely aligned with the Chinese Communist Party. Tommy Jung is the Chinese Communist Party's chief Australian propagandist. He runs media companies with the Chinese Communist Party. 2 weeks later, Tony Abbott was back to Twin Creeks in early March 2018. He was at a fundraiser hosted by Twin Creeks. That's Jack Lamb and Tommy Jung's business that they direct, the club they direct. They weren't at the event, yet their club hosted Mr. Abbott for what Tommy Jung's own magazine described as the Warringah FEC fundraiser. In other words, the Tony Abbott Liberal Party branch fundraiser. It's unclear how much the Twin Creeks events linked to Tommy Jung and Jack Lamb have actually raised for the Liberal Party. We've uncovered a $40,000 other receipts of services in kind contribution from Twin Creeks declared by the Liberal Party. The Liberal Party has also told us that at the Twin Creeks fundraiser in March 2018, there was an amount raised and that was all properly declared. The Liberal Party won't say how much was raised, though, so that's still a bit of a mystery.
Nick, you've described Tommy Jung as the Chinese government's chief media propagandist in Australia. What have you uncovered by way of his actions here?
Well, we know ASIO has generally warned both political parties about taking donations from Australian citizens who are aligned with the Chinese Communist Party or Chinese citizens who are aligned with the Chinese Communist Party. The concern being that people aligned with the Communist Party in business with the Communist Party might be seeking to advance the interests of the Chinese Communist Party. Tommy Jung is deeply in business with the Chinese Communist Party in Australia. He runs a series of media outlets, of radio programs, magazines. The Chinese Communist Party is actually a co-owner of his radio empire across Australia. Four Corners and The Age has uncovered the first hard evidence that Tommy Jung's media business, while on paper we can see it's part owned by a Chinese Communist Party business, the business is actually issuing firm directives to broadcasters not to criticise the Chinese Communist Party. In other words, Tommy Jung's businesses are actually censoring its journalists and broadcasters here in Australia not to criticise the Chinese government.
And in terms of these fundraising functions, have we had a response from Tony Abbott or the Liberal Party?
Tony Abbott has said that he was not aware that at the events he attended, Jack Lamb, this wanted fugitive, and Tommy Jung, the Chinese Communist Party propagandist, were there. He simply thought the location or the Twin Creeks Golf Club had no sort of ownership or directorship clouds over it. In respect of questions about the actual fundraising, Tony Abbott says fundraising is a matter for the Liberal Party. The Liberal Party's administrative wing has simply told us that all donations raised have been appropriately declared with the AEC.
Nick McKenzie reporting there, and a senior Liberal Party source said last night the party was now reviewing the donations associated with Twin Creeks. The joint investigation's looking into attempted Chinese influence in Australian politics. There'll be more on Monday night on Four Corners.